it's true, but I can't stop thinking about you. And I said I've been there too a few times. 'Cause you got that James Dean daydream look in your eye, and I got that red lip classic thing that you like. And when we go crashing down, we come back every time. We never go out of style. We never go out of style. You got that long hair, slick back, white t-shirt, and I got that good girl fade and a tight little skirt.
We are the champions. The view from Sky 9 above an electric Civic Center Park, hundreds of thousands gathered. In just a few minutes, the Broncos rally will begin, and we'll send things up to the podium. The team's getting in place now. Peyton's being shown on the big screen, and that really got people going.
They're about to begin.
Hey, Denver, it's time to salute your world champion, Denver Broncos.
Before we get all our festivities going, we would like to ask you all to please remove your caps as we are going to have the national anthem sung by national recording artist Leah Schaefer.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Leah Schaefer, thank you so much.
We're gonna start this celebration by hearing a few words first from the mayor of Denver, Michael Hancock, and of course the governor of the state of Colorado, John Hickenlooper. Mayor,
Bronco Country, make some noise! I can't hear you. Make some noise, Bronco Country! How sweet it is. The Lombardi Trophy is back in the Mile High City. First of all, I am so proud to stand here to represent the people, because I know these players, and they've said it before, if it weren't for the greatest fans on earth, we wouldn't be here. So, Bronco Country, take a bow. You're world champions. Take a bow. Today is made possible by a lot of people. First of all, make some noise for all of the public employees who work together to make today possible. All of our city employees. We want to thank our presenting sponsors, U.S. Bank, Visit Denver, all of our community partners, Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce, the Downtown Denver Partnership, Denver Sports Commission, Center Plate, Epicurean Catering, and the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. Thank all of our sponsors with a thunderous applause. I want to say this. Those of us who saw it in the Bay Area, you painted the Bay Area orange. Cam Newton may have wanted to dab, but he dabbled in orange. He dabbled in orange. And so today we're going to give it up for this team. This team taught us the true definitions of perseverance and tenacity. The never say die, never give up attitude. Thank you, Denver Broncos. To Gary Kubiak, Coach Kubiak, what a hell of a present to bring coming back home to the Mile High City. Cubs! To the architect, to the greatest defense in the world, defensive coordinator Wade Phillips! The offense was awesome this season, led by the sheriff, Peyton Manning, Brock Osweiler, DT and Emmanuel Sanders, CJ and Ronnie Hillman, and an offensive line that would not stop. And we want to celebrate what will go down in history as the greatest defense we've ever seen. How about the MVP? Vaughn! How about the no-fly zone? And a great linebacking core and a great defensive line. Y'all make some noise for the Super Bowl champion, Denver Broncos!
I'm going to end this to go.
Here we go, y'all. We got to give it up for the Bowling family. Make some noise for our owner, Pat Bowlen, and Annabelle Bowlen, and the entire Bowlen family. They're here. It's my pleasure to introduce my good friend, our governor, the Honorable John Hickenlooper.
Thank you, Mayor. All right, let's hear it out there, Bronco Country. Come on. You know, a lot of you know I went out and I got married 3 weeks ago. I took a one-night honeymoon so I could come watch the Broncos beat the Steelers, and they did. And then, a lot of people didn't know this, but Sunday was my birthday, and I don't think I've ever had a better birthday in my entire life because of these Broncos. And I want to go back 5 weeks ago when they had a long, steep hill. People didn't think they were going to get there. There was a chance here where we were going to look at how we get to the Broncos, just the Super Bowl. How is that going to happen? And my chief of staff and deputy chief of staff saw Joe Ellis, the president, at an event at the stock show, and they said, "Well, the governor doesn't have a Bronco tie. He took his tie off. This tie, they brought it over to me that afternoon." I said, "Well, I'll borrow the tie, but I'm going to give it back to him when the Broncos win the Super Bowl, because there isn't any doubt. So I want to give this necktie back to Joe Ellis." And I also want to recognize that we won a wager. I made a bet with the governor of North Carolina, and I am taking my old Bronco jersey. Hold that up, will you, Mayor? Turn around there. So here it is. The Governor McCrory of North Carolina is going to wear this for one full day in the state capitol. He's going to have an orange earring in his ear. We show them that, and they're also going to get 100 cases of sausages and turkey burgers for our homeless shelters. The Broncos won not just for you out here, but for everybody in Bronco country. So with that, let's give it another roar for the Broncos, the greatest team in America. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay.
Before we hear from our great players, the governor and I want to present the Boland family with a special tribute. Ever since Pat Boland purchased this team, it has been a winning entity in the state and throughout the NFL. We are so grateful to the Boland family, and Annabelle Boland is here. We want to thank you so very much on behalf of the entire Bronco country for what the Boland family has meant and done for each and every one of us. The governor and I would like to present you with a special proclamation.
Matt, I want to say, in honor of Pat, I want to tell a very quick story. In 1987, after the drive, and the Broncos were getting ready to go to the Super Bowl, after they won the division title, the AFC title, they were at Footers, and Pat Boland made a wager with a busboy at Footers Restaurant that he couldn't pull the tablecloth out from all the glasses and silverware. And this kid, Dougie, he did it. Even with Pat Boland over his shoulder and Ahmad Rashad, they had Dougie. He did it. And Pat Boland took Dougie and his best friend on the Broncos plane to the Super Bowl. That's the kind of man Pat Boland has always been to this community. And so today we have a proclamation filled out, and this is the only time we have ever done this, filled out by the city and the state, signed by the mayor and the governor. You want to leave these last two lines? Here it says, whereas the residents of Denver and Colorado thank Pat Boland and his incredible family for everything they have done for the city, state, and the nation to give us something to cheer about for every game day and uniting us in orange. Therefore, I, John W. Hickler, governor of the entire state of Colorado, and
I, Michael B. Hancock, mayor of the city and county of Denver,
forever after proclaim
February 9th, 2016, to be known as
Pat Boland Day.
I'd just like to say that our team, the Denver Broncos, played an absolutely superb game today. And we need to cheer them on right now and again. Go Broncos!
Go Broncos!
Now it's time to introduce a couple of Bronco greats who really need no introduction, but we're going to do it anyway. First up, we got to follow this legendary quarterback throughout his Broncos career. We saw him helicopter his way to Super Bowl 32. We saw him raise the Lombardi Trophy over his head one more time after Super Bowl 33, and now he gets to add a little jewelry to his collection. You all know his name. He is the general manager of your Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos, John Elway.
So you got to stand here after the 97 season and look out there and see 650,000 people as a player. What does it feel like to stand here now as a guy who runs the football side of a world championship club?
Well, I tell you what, it's great to see Bronco country continuing to grow, because I think there's more than 650,000 people here. So we want to thank everybody in Bronco country for everything that you've done this year. Not only in Colorado, but throughout the Rocky Mountains, the continued support is always needed and always wanted. So thank you so much, Bronco country.
We talked before the game during the course of the week, and I think we both agreed there was a quiet confidence about this team. Not cockiness. They were an underdog in Super Bowl 50, and yet you just had the feeling watching them go about their business that they felt like they were going to win.
Well, I tell you what, this team came back from a lot of different adversities this year and did a tremendous job. We got in the playoffs, played our best football, and being underdogs the last 2 weeks against New England going into Super Bowl 50 as an underdog just added to that. And I'll tell you what, these players and coaches, they just answered that bell and played the best football game 2 days ago.
Last thought. You won the Super Bowl twice as a player. You've now won it as an executive. Which is tougher to accomplish?
They're both very, very hard. But I tell you, the most satisfying thing about being a player as well as being winning it in the front office is to be able to bring back that Lombardi Trophy to everybody out here. Thanks for all your help.
Big hand for John Elway.
Next up, I'm going to introduce a man of character, a man of integrity, a family man who's been a player in this league, an assistant coach in this league, and now a head coach in this league. He believes in himself, and because of that, his players believe in him. He said many times, it wasn't always pretty, sometimes it might get ugly, but this head football coach found a way to get it done. Him, his staff, his team. Your Super Bowl champion head football coach of the Denver Broncos, Gary Kubiak.
He is the only man in NFL history to play for a team and coach the same team to a Super Bowl championship. You got to be really proud of everything, especially these guys standing behind you.
Oh, Dave, I'm so proud to be a part of this organization. Even more so proud of the greatest NFL fans there are. Thanks, Bronco fans. Thank you.
Talk a little bit about your journey. You were happy doing what you were doing. You'd already turned down some opportunities to interview with other head coaching possibilities, and yet when John called you, you interviewed here. Why?
Well, this is my football home, Dave. I mean, this is where I got my start as a player and a coach, and to have the opportunity to come back here and to be on that bus today, driving through that parade, makes it just worth the wait. It was special.
Last thought, a similar question to what I asked John. Just talk about your team, the highs and the lows this year. You got to find ways to get through them, to endure, and I thought you guys showed great resiliency the whole year.
Yeah, we did, Dave. And you know what? It took everybody on this stage. Every guy on our football team contributed to our cause. And I can tell everyone out there that nobody played harder in the National Football League than the Denver Broncos. I'm so proud of them.
That is head coach Gary Kubiak of the Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos.
We're going to keep it rolling. If you don't know this next guy, you haven't been paying attention. He sometimes makes it look easy out there. All pro this season, the best Sam linebacker in the NFL, and your Super Bowl 50 most valuable player, Von Miller.
Go ahead, you can chant it out. MVP, MVP, MVP. That's got to make you feel good, man.
Yeah, it's great, but I didn't get here by myself. I got great teammates. TJ, Akib, Kayvon, all these guys helped me get to the point where I'm at today.
Just talked to John and Gary, talked about the quiet confidence that the team had. Neither one of those guys played. You played in the game. Talk a little bit about the week leading up to it and kind of the mindset of the team.
Both weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, we had great energy. We were so sure of our game plan. We were so sure of ourselves. We came into the game with confidence and energy and came out with the win.
We're going to hear a little bit later from a guy that I know has played a really important role in your life as a mentor, as a friend. You've given him about 15 nicknames. But just talk about your relationship with DeMarcus Ware.
Oh, DeMarcus Ware, he's the man. He's the man.
Hulk smash.
No, but not only me, but everybody in the locker room. He definitely influenced everybody to get where we are today.
Can you go back next year and do it again?
I think so. I mean, back to back, right?
Let's give it up for Von Miller, the MVP of Super Bowl 50. Yeah.
Mr. Boland set this organization on a path for greatness. He brought in John Elway to help him put the pieces together. They brought in Gary Kubiak because this team wanted to play kicking and screaming. That message has been delivered through the organization, but every great team has senior leadership. In addition to all this young talent, you need senior leadership, and the Denver Broncos have two of the best that have ever played the game. Almost 30 years of experience between these two guys. I don't need to say their names, but please make some noise for defensive captain DeMarcus Ware and Denver Broncos offensive captain Peyton Manning.
So, DeMarcus, let's start with you. It was a year of great, great defense. Before this year, you had not even played in a conference championship, as great as your career had been. Talk about what this year retrospectively means to you looking back.
I think when you look back on all the years and all the accolades that you can get as a football player, this right here symbolizes what, you know, team really means. You know, winning the Super Bowl, and I'm going to tell you what, when we go in the stadium and the stadium is packed, there's no place like Broncos country. I mean, this right here is awesome right here. This is amazing.
Peyton, you've described this season many times as unique. It certainly was. Again, almost the same question as to DeMarcus. Looking back on it, what kind of season, what does this season mean to you?
Well, it certainly was a great finish, Dave. I tell you, we got great teammates. We got a great locker room. Von Miller was talking about that earlier today. We got a great culture in our locker room, and guys fight for each other. Guys want to win for each other. I think that was evident all season long. So DeMarcus and I are just real fortunate to be a part of this journey with some great teammates.
DeMarcus, you guys put numbers up defensively this year that rank you amongst the best to ever play the game, and yet you started it early, the Baltimore game, come up with a huge stop, Akeem had the pick six, and you just sort of built on it week after week. How did you keep playing at that level for 16 regular season games and 3 playoff games?
I think you just give it up to all the guys. I mean, especially the guys like TJ, Tlaib, Wolf, Malik, Sylvester. I mean, you can go all the way down the list. Chris Harris, those guys keep the fire going for guys like me and Peyton. And knowing that they're out there giving it their all, that's where it sort of started. And it just feels great to have teammates like that.
Peyton, you've set virtually every record, passing record in the NFL. I can't really think of one that you haven't. And yet this year, you guys were able to win in a different fashion.
Well, it was definitely a team season, and everybody did their part. Our special teams were awesome all year. There's no question our defense led the charge, and offensively we did just our part. We did our part. We made plays at critical times. Everybody contributed. All 53 guys on the roster played a huge role in this season, and that helped us win a Super Bowl championship.
One more question for each guy as you look back on this season. Defensively speaking, you rotated guys and you played a lot of people right from the start, and that carried out, kept guys fresh. But sometimes we all know that guys that are used to playing every single down, they don't want to get taken out. I didn't detect that with this team.
You know what? This team right here put themselves second. I mean, when Peyton went down, Brock goes in and did what he needed to do. When I went down, all the guys, you know, you got Shaq and Shane, they went in the game. When TJ got hurt, Stu went in the game. So it was a team effort. It wasn't an individual thing. And this right here is the reason why we are right now, we're champions.
Last thought, Peyton. Not many guys can have Hall of Fame careers in two cities, frankly. As you look at your years here in Denver, what two or three things sort of pop into mind?
Well, surely we got the greatest fans out here right now. These fans have been great all season long for us. Them in a big way, and so, but it's been great to play with some great players. You know, this season we had a lot of new players this season, and guys that just worked hard and stuck together. I keep repeating that over and over again. Everybody's really stuck together this year, and that's why we're here where we are today, and it's great to be with all these great fans.
Hey, let's give it up two surefire Hall of Fame players, Peyton Manning and DeMarcus Ware.
Thank you, Dave. Hey, let me hang on.
Thank you,
Dave.
Hey, they said we needed to stall because the bus is arriving. So I asked you to ask Ed a couple of questions.
Ask
him. Go ahead. Oh, they were
going to
do something at the end, right? The mayor?
Yeah. Ask
Eddie. Do you want to do the mayor and the governor again? Okay.
All right, I think we have Mayor Hickenlooper and Governor Hancock again. Do I do that again? Governor Hickenlooper and Mayor Hancock for our closing statements.
Well, first, on behalf of the state, I want to thank Broncos Country and the Denver Broncos for doing so much
on Sunday, but all year and today. And I want to thank Mayor Hancock and the city of Denver for helping make this happen. So give the Broncos and Denver and Colorado a big hand. And it's nice to be able to say that in a no-fly zone, where we've got the no-fly zone right behind us. And now I'm going to turn it over to Mayor Hancock, one of the greatest mayors in America today. Without question, probably right today, the greatest mayor.
This is a Bronco rally, right? This is supposed to be a rally, right? Bronco country, make some noise! I need some noise! Let the nation hear you! You are world champions! Make some noise! One more time! Make some noise! Here we go! Here we go! Here we go! Bronco country! You are champions, and we thank you for coming out. We're proud of our Denver Broncos. Make some noise one more time for our Denver Bronco world champions. Now make some noise for yourselves, fans. One more time for Pat and Annabelle Bolin. Thank the Bolins. Thank you, Governor Hickenlooper. To all of our sponsors and to the city employees, thank you. Now, as you leave, be careful. Promise to take care of each other. Let's remain united in orange, right? Let's remain united in orange. Thank our police department. Thank our fire department. Thank our paramedics. And one more time as we say goodbye, make some noise, Bronco country!